Hello, beautiful nerds. For months, our team has been working with the team at Proximity Media to create a companion podcast for the film Judas and the Black Messiah, coming out February 12th. The movie is amazing, and the podcast adds so much history and insight. I'm so excited for it, and I hope you'll all subscribe. Here's a preview.
You can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder revolution. And you can murder.
Chairman Fred Hampton was the leader of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party until his life was cut short on December 4, 1969, when more than a dozen law enforcement officers busted into his West Chicago apartment in a pre-dawn raid. Hampton was shot to death in his bed. He was 21 years old. His life inspired the new film, Judas and the Black Messiah, coming out February 12th in theaters and on HBO Max. In this official podcast series, produced by 99% Invisible and Proximity Media, in partnership with Warner Brothers, we're looking at the Black Messiah at the center of the film, the real story of Chairman Fred Hampton.
When I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips, that I am a revolutionary, and you're going to have to keep on saying that.
What made Hampton so special that he was anointed as the leader at such a young age and then targeted in a federal assassination? Join me, Elvis Mitchell, as we go behind the scenes with the film's creators, including director Shaka King.
The whole purpose of the movie is to humanize this individual and these people. And the thing is, you're trying to humanize someone who was superhuman. He didn't sleep. He chain smoked. He drank bottomless cups of coffee. He didn't have vulnerability. That's why they had to kill him.
And producer Ryan Coogler.
I think he made oppressors afraid. He was so effective that he was assassinated by the most powerful government on the planet. Think about something like that. you think about being, so good at something that the most powerful government in the world is like, hey, we have to kill this person. And they do it and try to snuff out everything about this person.
We'll also talk to co-stars Daniel Kaluuya, Lakeith Stanfield, and Dominique Fishback. And to real Black Panthers who knew Chairman Fred, including his widow, Akua Njeri.
Well, I don't think whoever played me had to look like me, but Dominique fit the bill. She presented like a nice side, but I knew she could cut somebody.
And our number one guy through the whole series will be Chairman Fred Hampton, Jr. He was born 3 weeks after his father's assassination and has spent his life protecting his father's legacy.
It would get word. People would tell him, you need to check out this individual. You heard about Fred Hampton? Servants recognize servants and leaders recognize leaders.
Join us as we talk about the making of the film and set the record straight about the Chicago Panthers and Chairman Fred Sr. Watch the film in theaters and on HBO Max on February 12th and search for the Judas and the Black Messiah podcast to get the full story wherever you get your podcasts.